Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection. And today we've got something really special here. Pawhuska really got the luck of the draw on this because the Women's Ranch Rodeo Finals 2020 have been moved to Pawhuska. And here I have the founder of the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association, Billy Franks. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Well, I'm pretty excited. This is going to be a lot of fun coming up here on October 30th and 31st in Pawhuska.
Yes, sir. We're going to kick her off on the 29th with a welcome party at the Ben Johnson Cowboy Museum.
Good place
everybody
to start.
Get to see the girls and meet them and have a little Calcutta. So, yeah.
You're going to have a lot of fun. Now, for people who might not know what a ranch rodeo is, can you give us a little explanation?
You betcha. Each team will have four girls on the team mm-hmm. that will compete in five events. So everybody competes in every event. All the events are ranch-related, different things that you do on the ranch. Mm-hmm. We'll do doctoring, which is head and healing, and simulate doctoring the cattle. We'll also do a stray gathering where you also head and heel and then tie three legs together. Mm-hmm. You have an option to mug them down, like bulldog them down, which kind of gets interesting every once in a while with a 600-pound critter. Mm. We'll do a trailer loading where you'll sort out one cow from the herd and then load him in a trailer. Mm-hmm. We'll also do calf branding and sorting, where you sort three cattle out. So all of the events are ranch-related with four girls doing all the events.
Now, these ladies have a fun time, but it's kind of serious business, too. Because I understand that the competition is really thick going into the finals. I mean, just how tight is it as far as points are concerned?
Well, we got six teams that qualify for the year-end for the world title, and the top two teams are tied, and the next team is just a point away.
Oh.
And I think between first place and sixth, there's only 7 points difference.
Wow. So this is really going to be close competition.
Anybody's game because the finals counts towards those points.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 15 teams coming to the finals to compete for money and prizes at the finals itself.
Wow. You gave me earlier some of the names of those competing, and these are pretty clever names. You know, some are you know, the sponsor, of course, but others are just... I find those really kind of entertaining.
Yeah, we got girls from, of course, here in Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Nebraska, Louisiana, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting names you say, like Cactus Flowers from, of course, from Colorado,
yeah.
That part of the country. High Plains Cowgirls are from Colorado and Kansas. Rockin' Pea Team is Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Noble Breeding Service from Nebraska. The Four Queens are from Nebraska and Wyoming. I'm sure I'm missing quite a bit here. Espuela Ranch is from Texas and New Mexico. The team that I'm on is Fish Hard Cattle Company. We're representing a ranch out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we got girls from Oklahoma and Kansas on that team.
Wow. This is really something else, and I know that Pawhuska is the benefactor of this. This was going to be held, I understand, in Kansas, but due to, COVID concerns, we could say that, or the state has something.
Yeah, and the town of Pawhuska and Osage County has really got behind this,
mm-hmm.
and we've really got a lot of people helping sponsor this event,
yeah.
And it's cowboy country, and we're excited to be in Osage County.
Now, you're originally from around this area.
Yes, sir. I'm from Ramona.
Ah, there you go.
So I'm happy that it's down here, of course.
Well, you get to visit family and friends and everybody and yep. a little bit longer and everything. And, of course, this event is really going to be something else. Now, I do want to let everyone know that we are going to be giving away tickets to this event. We got plenty of them. So I want you to keep listening not only to the morning show here on K1, but also our noon show. We'll be giving away some tickets to the event. And this is really going to be neat. We even have a couple of wristbands. This will be for all three events, right?
Yes, sir. We got two performances on Friday, mm-hmm. one at 10 and one at 6 mm-hmm. p.m. And then Saturday will be the final performance at 1 p.m.
That ought to be fun.
Yeah, so if somebody can just make Friday morning, they can get a couple of tickets, or Friday evening or Saturday afternoon. We got you covered. Or if you want to come to all three of them, we got a couple set of wristbands for that also.
Now, for people who aren't lucky enough to win, Where can we purchase these tickets?
They can get them at the gate. It's $10 per performance, mm-hmm. and kids 10 and under are free.
And we'll be doing this at the fairgrounds, correct?
Yes, at the fairgrounds there in Pawhuska.
Uniquely qualified to carry such a world-class event, I might say, and plenty of room.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, what got you started in this a few years back? What just said, hey, this is good. This could be fun? The listener, she's laughing. You're having a ball with this. I know you are.
Well, over 16 years ago, I'd go every once in a while with the guys to the men's ranch rodeos, uh-huh. and then one day some girls asked me to go to a women's deal, and I went, and after that I was hooked, and the team I was on, we were so hooked, within I think like 3 weeks we hosted our own ranch rodeo, mm-hmm. And then after that rodeo, after a few drinks, I think a dozen of us said, why don't we start an association? And it really did. It led to something really big. We've been all over the country, and we expanded out from, you know, a handful of teams just there in Kansas, mm-hmm. to, well, you see, Wyoming, Louisiana.
All over.
Colorado. Yeah.
And you're representing ranches from, like, Florida and other places all over the United States. So this is big time, folks.
Yes, sir. And that was one of our visions, that we knew that there had to be more ranch-raised women out there that enjoy competition. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun to get together with folks that have the same type of livelihood that you have. And
it's also a good time to kind of cut loose, isn't it? I mean.
Oh, no, that don't happen.
No, it didn't happen at all. I mean, like after it's over.
Yes.
It's like, woo!
It's pretty unique. When you're inside uh-huh. the arena, you're going for the fastest time.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, all the other teams that's there, they're going for the fastest time too, but they're cheering you on. You know, if there's something that you're missing out there, they're hollering and telling you that, you know, you need to do something, mm-hmm. and they're cheering you on and hoping you do your best. And when vice versa, when they're out there, you're helping them out too.
So it's kind of key. It's collegial but competitive at the same time.
You bet.
That's really remarkable. That is really something.
And most of the girls that's on the board have teams, and they host rodeos. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all involved in the production of the rodeos, mm-hmm. and the finals. Mm-hmm. And on top of their normal lives of running a ranch and a family and other things.
This is tremendous. We're talking with Billy Franks, and she's the founding member of the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association. And don't forget that we have the 16th annual World Finals coming up at the fairgrounds in Pawhuska. We've got the kickoff there on the 29th, but all the events will be taking place on Friday and Saturday, the 30th and 31st of October. And again, this is kind of a nice little welcome home for a Ramona girl to come back here and have some fun.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Now, what does it take to qualify? I mean, I imagine that there are events throughout the year for teams to earn points. And I imagine there's a certain level of points you got to be in order to be in, I guess.
Well, this year they had to go to at least one over half of the rodeos. Mm-hmm. So they had to go to at least 7 rodeos, and their top, they could go to more.
Mm-hmm. But minimum would be 7. Yeah.
Yes, and they take their top 7 rodeos, the points from those rodeos, and add them up. Mm-hmm. So that
get their average. Wow, that's cool. That's cool.
For the world title. But then they take the top teams back to the finals that's competed throughout the year. So you might have just went to 4 rodeos, and as long as you ranked high in the points, you mm-hmm. still get to go to the finals.
Well, that's really nice. It's very accommodating. And of course, this is going to be a lot of fun, and there's going to be a lot of interest and a lot of eyes over there in Pawhuska to welcome you ladies back home, so to speak, and have a lot of fun, and just have a lot of fun. This is also a little bit of an education for folks who never really worked a ranch or have seen any of the things that happen in a ranch at a competitive level. I mean, it's not like every day, but I mean, we're talking high-caliber stuff here.
It's at high pace.
A high pace, yeah.
You go a little bit slower at home, but it's for time, and it's for money and prizes. So, you know, there's a limit. You know, they can't go. If they go too fast, they get in no time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all the events our time, so they want to get fastest time wins.
Yeah, there you go. So it is going to be a lot of action. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, do you have a Facebook page where people can follow the association?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page, Women's Ranch Rodeo Association. That's all they have to type in there. We got a website, womensranchrodeo.org. We're on Instagram, Twitter, just Women's Ranch Rodeo. We got a little podcast we just started this year, so wherever you get podcasts, put in Women's Ranch Rodeo Association. Just put in Women's Ranch Rodeo Association. Search.
You got to find it anywhere out there because it's so clearly defined. So you're not going to get confused and wind up someplace you don't want to be.
That's right.
I want to thank you for coming in today. We look so forward to the event coming up here.
I appreciate you having us.
All righty. Stay right there. We've got a little bit more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. Now-